Baltimore's elected leaders were angered that state transportation officials did not offer a Plan B to the Red Line Light Rail project in a meeting yesterday. But State Transportation Secretary Pete Rahn tells WIPR's Kenneth Burns that nobody should have been surprised or disappointed.
The regional leaders came to hear from the state, but were surprised that the state wanted to hear from them. Howard Libet is a spokesman for Mayor Stephanie Rawlings Blake.
The mayor was extremely disappointed that there didn't seem to be more concrete ideas being presented by the state in terms of ways to improve public transit.
Baltimore County Executive Kevin Kamenetz said in a statement that it is clear the Hogan administration is not interested in taking a comprehensive look at 21st century transit options for the Baltimore region. State Senator Bill Ferguson said Secretary Rahn didn't offer any solutions to Baltimore's transit problems.
He really kind of punted it and said, well, you know, that's not my responsibility to determine, that stakeholders have to tell me what the problem is.
But Rahn said those who attended the meeting knew what was going to happen. He sent them an agenda Friday.
In my mind, it was pretty clear we were there to listen. This was about us hearing from them about what they felt needed to be fixed with the Baltimore transit system, which desperately needs to be fixed.
Governor Larry Hogan killed the Red Line project in June, rejecting $900 million in federal aid. Since then, local officials have been casting about for a Plan B. Rahn said yesterday they will proceed with presenting a plan to improve MTA service in 60 days, with actions that will take months and not years. I'm Kenneth Burns for 88.1 WIPR.